Hi, good afternoon, Brewers. This is my second post today. I just very humorously listened to John Payne's almost a rant, really, about the iPhone 3.0 software update. It's very, very true. I posted something on Boo this morning about, I don't know, 7, 8 a.m., something like that, a bit sleepy and whatnot. Excited as everyone else about the new OS 3.0 software update for the iPhone. And it's true, I've been getting RSI in my right hand, checking frantically every kind of hour to see whether there is indeed an update there. And it's true, when you click on check for update in iTunes, it says 2.2.1 is the current version, when we all know that it's bleeding well not. So it's rubbish, really. It's coincidental that the actual iPhone 3GS is coming out on Friday, and apparently they're only going to release the update tonight, which gives everyone approximately 24 hours before they decide that they want the new one because it's faster and a little bit slicker, and perhaps got voice dialing and stuff like that for when you're chopping onions and you can't come to the phone, that kind of thing. You don't want to get your display all covered in cooking or whatever else you may be doing at the time. So apart from that, there's not really a lot in it. So is this just another way of Apple trying to extort money out of everybody? Perhaps. It's kind of, let's release it like 24 hours before the actual new version comes out. The thing with Apple is it's very, very strategized, and they have absolutely massive, massive teams of management and marketeers and people like that, who actually get into our minds and think, what do we want and how can we make this better, but not better for the consumer, but just better for, well, for Apple, really, to sort of make more money. I think quite a few of us share the same view. What is new with this software update? You can have a landscape keyboard. Wow. Well, I had one of those with my Windows 02 XDA about 4 years ago. There's nothing new there. Voice memos, again, nothing new. Audio books, well, there's nothing new there. You can download stuff there. Internet tethering, again, nothing new there, you know. The only kind of decent thing is the kind of shake to shuffle on the iTunes. Okay, that might be, a bit of a gimmick for at least 5 minutes. And then we've got the Mobile Me Find My iPhone with remote wipe, which I have to say sounds quite good. But again, we'll all have to sort of see how well that works and how well it benefits our daily lives. So I fully share your sentiments there, John, and indeed we shall wait with bated breath to see how the Enhanced Stocks app really does change my life. But it's just annoying that they actually say it's released on the 17th, which is today, but with absolutely no indication whatsoever of what time. So again, it's like saying the plumber's coming around at 8, but at 8 when? In the morning? In the evening? So I'm gonna sign off now and wait for the next probably 8 hours or so until Apple kindly release it to us minions, and report back to you at a later date to see how it's changed my life. So take care, look after yourselves, and let's be careful out there.